Let It Go, Luba, and David Bowie with Modern Love. This is a morning Zoom with Sam and Jane on Zoomer Radio. I'm Liz West filling in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And we found out ahead of Tuesday's return of the Ontario legislature that Mike Schreiner would not be accepting an invitation by some Ontario Liberals to cross the floor and run for the Liberal leadership. Instead, Mike says the answer for him is to stay on as leader of the Ontario Green Party. Mike Schreiner joins us now to tell us how he came to this decision. Mike, always nice to talk with you.
Hey, Jane, Liz, always a pleasure to be on with you as well.
So when you joined Libby last month on Fight Back, Mike, you said you needed to talk with people before making a decision. Tell us how that process went and what people told you.
Yeah, well, first, I would say that, you know, I received a serious letter from a number of people who I respect to say, hey, will you think about how progressive parties might work differently? Will you consider running for the Ontario leadership of the Liberal Party? And I thought about it and I thought, you know what? This is something that I think I need to consider because we're in challenging times in Ontario. And I would argue the Ford government is taking us in the wrong direction. And it's an opportunity to explore all options. But I felt it was important to consult with my constituents in Guelph and just people across Ontario about how I can be most effective at Queen's Park. And what I heard back from people were two things loud and clear. The first being that we need democratic reform and electoral cooperation in Ontario, because right now we have a majority government that, you know, was elected by less than 18% of the voting age population, doing a number of things like opening the Greenbelt for development that are not popular, privatizing healthcare more, et cetera. But I also heard from people loud and clear that I can be most effective as the Ontario Green leader. People appreciate the role Greens play in the Ontario legislature. They appreciate the fact that we're pushing the envelope on a number of issues like addressing the housing affordability crisis without paving over our farmland and wetlands, the work we're doing on how we can benefit our economy and communities through climate action. And so I felt that I can best make a difference continuing on as the Ontario Green leader.
Mike, I think a lot of people were excited about the prospect of having you lead the Liberals. You're very popular. People think that you do a great job as the Green Party leader. Don't you think you could have done more as a premier or at least leader of the opposition?
You know, what I heard loud and clear from people was that the role I'm playing right now as the Ontario Green leader is important. Making a difference at Queen's Park, pushing the envelope on a number of issues. And, you know, I think the three that came up the most from people is, you know, you're driving forward the solutions we need to address the housing affordability crisis. You're the one person at Queen's Park talking about getting our economy and our communities ready for the climate crisis. And you're the one who's been pushing the envelope to end legislative poverty by doubling social assistance rates. And that voice is important. That green voice is important. And people don't want that lost.
So, Mike, as we're 3 years out from the next election, what is the plan? You've got lots of time. What is the plan to get more Green Party MPPs in the legislature?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're going to have two by-elections in the next year. I mean, obviously, there's one happening in Hamilton Center right now, and also in Kitchener Center, where, you know, the federal MP is a Green, Mike Morris, who's a good friend of mine. So, you know what, we're going to work hard in both of those by-elections. I think they're a real opportunity for Ontarians to say the status quo is not acceptable and to send a clear message that, you know, we need to address the housing affordability crisis without opening the Greenbelt for development. We need climate action. We need to make sure our economies and communities are ready for the climate crisis and that we can end legislated poverty. And so, you know, I'm going to be working really hard. Those are two important opportunities. And I'm also going to continue to be a strong voice in opposition. I mean, you probably, you know, saw yesterday there was a rally to tell the premier to keep his Greenbelt promise. There's going to be another one on the weekend. They're happening all over the province. And I think people are looking to my leadership and the role the Greens are playing in giving a voice to that movement.
So, Mike, how do your Green Party members feel knowing that you were seriously considering joining the Liberals?
Most people I've heard from feel like this has really strengthened the Green Party because it shows that there's a lot of respect and support for the difference that the Greens are making at Queen's Park, that people like our style of politics. They're inspired by the issues that we're leading on, and I'm going to continue leading on those issues as the Ontario Green leader.
And we will continue watching you and reporting on that. Mike Schreiner, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, anytime. Always happy to join you.
Ontario Green Party leader and Guelph MPP, Mike Schreiner.